We're joined now by NPR News Analyst Juan Williams. Good morning, Juan. Nice
good
to be
morning,
with you.
Good morning, Scott.
We spoke this week with Philip Hyman, former Deputy Attorney General during the Clinton administration, now professor of law at Harvard and at the Kennedy School, about the whole issue of the possibility of prosecuting Department of Justice lawyers specifically over policies that permitted or authorized harsh interrogations, which some people have considered torture. And here's what he said.
I don't think there is any possibility of a prosecution here at all. You know, I think the agents have to be protected by what they get from the Justice Department. I think the Justice Department has to be protected unless you can prove that they weren't acting in good faith. And I don't think it's a good idea for one administration to prosecute the leaders of its predecessor.
But is that a possibility? Is this something that the Obama administration was hoping to avoid having to face?
Well, certainly they were hoping to avoid having to face it, Scott. And no, I don't think that anyone at the moment sees that as a real possibility. At the moment, the question is whether or not you do it in the United States Congress in terms of the intelligence committees, mm-hmm. or you go outside the Congress to what would some people now call a truth commission, an independent panel. The problem with that kind of panel, however, is lack of structure. Once you get outside the courts, once you get outside Congress, it sort of becomes amorphous. Where does it go? It could be, you know, sort of like quicksilver, sort of spreading everywhere. Let's look into this issue. Let's look at address that issue. So, you know, Pat Leahy, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has said he wants something like a truth commission. But if he has a truth commission, then they're going to have some legislative power, subpoena powers and the like. And you would need Republicans and Democrats in the Senate to grant them that. So that, again, becomes problematic.
And what are some of the political factors that President Obama has to weigh?
Well, of course, everything in this is highly political at the moment. But the key one for the White House at the moment is that this issue becomes so large that it distracts from his agenda. Mm-hmm. That instead of focusing on things like health care, immigration reform, education reform, energy, everybody is caught up in the drama of what's going on, what's being said, not being said. Already he's going to have to deal later in May with the release of 40 or more pictures of the treatment of detainees in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's likely, again, to remind everyone about what happened at Abu Ghraib. What about charges that Abu Ghraib was simply an exception to the rule, that it wasn't the way that the Americans were treating detainees? All of this is going to reach a more explosive stage if you go back into this with any great specificity.
And according to reports, and certainly perhaps your own reporting, there was some disagreement in the councils of the White House over what to release, wasn't there?
Certainly was, and I think much of this came to a head last Sunday when Rahm Emanuel was on TV. Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff, and said that the president didn't want any going forward on possible inquiries, investigations, and the like. And then the president then came back on Tuesday and said, well, he's open to the possibility of looking at what happened at the Justice Department and the people who wrote these memos and investigations into them. And he was thinking that he was simply saying it's the province of the Justice Department. But the way that it played in public was mm-hmm. to say that he's open to these kinds of prosecutions.
And the director of the CIA, Leon Panetta, apparently thought it was a bad idea.
Panetta thought it was a bad idea. Of course, Panetta, a former congressman, knows well of constituencies, and he's got a new constituency at CIA, and so he wants to not break faith with his fellow agents.
Let me ask you about another matter. Representative Jane Harman of California, apparently her voice was heard on, I guess it was an unauthorized wiretap. What's the problem that's created for her?
Well, this is a terrible problem in the sense that here she was, a former head of the Intelligence Committee in the House, in fact, and here she was on the wiretap apparently talking to people at the American-Israeli Political Action Group, AIPAC, saying, you know, that she wants to move ahead in the Congress, and they were saying, yeah, we'll support you, and then she's saying she's going to help them avoid prosecution for possibly getting involved with espionage. Mm-hmm. And for a sitting public official, especially one involved in U.S. intelligence, to go that far really, mm-hmm. I think, is problematic without a doubt, if not something that mm-hmm. could be prosecuted.
She explicitly denies that there's anything improper.
She says she wants the whole tapes released now, that she says that would exonerate her.
NPR News Analyst Juan Williams, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.